Can I tell you some pastimes of Shripad Ramanujacharya again? Shripad Ramanujacharya ki?
Yes!
Okay. So once in Srirangam, there was a big festival. In Srirangam, what is the deity's name?
Srirangana.
What is the deity's name in Srirangam? So, in Srirangam, there was a big festival. Utsava. At that time, there are many festivals held. In that, the deities come out, and you know, lot of festivities. I mean, people, the devotees, they do lot of arrangements for such festivals. Now, listen carefully. Listen to this. So there was. Everyone was engaged in that. They were seeing the beautiful form of the Lord coming out of with his wives, I mean with the deities were coming out. Everyone was engaged in that. Some were fanning the deity, some were catching the umbrella for the deity, some were playing the drums, some were you know, there is a specific you know, they blow with the mouth, there is an instrument, so that they were playing. Everyone was busy serving the deity, but there was one man. Like how here some of you are very busy doing your own work. Like that, there was one man. You know what he was doing? Everyone was busy in the deity worship, in the Utsava, in the festival. But this man, he was catching an umbrella. For whom? For a lady. And he was looking at that lady like this. Without even looking here or there, he was only looking at the lady. Here everyone was busy in the festival, but this man, he didn't even move, he didn't shake this thing, but he was holding an umbrella with one hand for that lady, and he was looking at that lady like this. So everyone was going from the site, they were passing from the site, they were just making fun of this person. They were only making fun of this person. But he didn't care. He was just looking at that lady. And this lady's name was Hemangi.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Okay. So this lady's name was Hemangi. And this man was just constantly looking at her. At that time, Shripad Ramanujacharya, along with his disciples, he was also going along with the procession. So he saw this man. So Ramanujacharya, he had compassion for him. So he told his disciple to go and ask that man why he is behaving like this. Why he is doing like this. So this disciple of Ramanujacharya, he went and told to that man, everyone is involved in serving Sri Ranganath. Why are you doing like this? So, first of all, he said, you please come, Ramanujacharya is calling you. So then, he said that this lady, she is very beautiful. I have not seen anyone as beautiful as her, or even the her eyes. Specifically, the eyes of this lady, they are so beautiful. I have not seen anyone as beautiful as her. So this, he told that, and then he continued seeing her again. Then this Ramanujacharya told his disciple to tell that person that you come and meet me in the evening. You come and meet me in the evening. So then he said to that lady that Shripad Ramanujacharya has called me. He is a very great acharya, he is a very great saint. So I have to go and meet him today. And at that time he stopped seeing her. Until then again he was seeing and he was just looking at her. Now in the evening he came to see Shripad Ramanujacharya. And he told the same thing, that I have never seen anyone as beautiful as her. So Ramanujacharya said, if I show you someone more beautiful than her, will you stop looking at her? So then he said, yes, if I see someone more beautiful, there's no one as beautiful as her, and her eyes, they are so beautiful. So then Ramanujacharya, in the evening, he took this person to Sri Ranganath. He went into the temple of Sri to the Ranganath deity. There are seven gates around the temple. There are seven gates. So they crossed all the seven gates and they went to see the deity of Sri Ranganath. So Sri Ranganath, as I told you, he is lying like this, right? Sometime I'll show you the photo. So he's lying like this, and aarti was going on. So aarti, when you do, you start from the lotus feet towards the face. So since he is in the lying posture, so the aarti started from the lotus feet. The priest was doing aarti, and here Ramanujacharya and this man was they were standing here seeing the aarti. So this priest, he was doing the aarti from the lotus feet, then it was coming towards the navel, because he's in a sleeping posture, towards the navel, then towards the chest, then it came towards the lotus face of Sri Ranganath. And because Ramanujacharya was present, by his mercy this person could see the lotus face of Sri Ranganath. Because of the mercy of Sri Ramanujacharya, he could see the lotus face of Ranganath. He could see the lotus eyes of Sri Ranganath. He immediately got transformed. He saw the beauty of the Lord. Because of the presence of a pure devotee, you can see the form of the Lord. He saw the lotus face of Sri Ranganath and he completely transformed. Then he never considered that lady to be more beautiful, because there is no one as beautiful as the Lord. Only the Lord is the most beautiful. So then Ramanujacharya asks this person, "So what do you say? Who is more beautiful?" So then he felt ashamed, and then he became the disciple of Ramanujacharya. He came to be known as Dhanurdas. And Ramanujacharya prayed intensely. Even that lady, even she became a disciple of Ramanujacharya. So they both became very good disciples, very good students of Ramanujacharya, Dhanurdas and Hemangi. And Ramanujacharya requested, "You both marry." So they both married and they were staying together, in their house. One day Ramanujacharya, after taking his bath, normally, because sometimes the teachers, they take support of someone, catching like this. So normally he would catch of Dasharathi. But this day he just caught the shoulder of Dhanurdas. So immediately all the Brahmanas, at that time this caste system was very this, na? So all the Brahmanas, they got wild. Why is Ramanujacharya catching the this shoulder of Dhanurdas? He is so low, he is of low caste. So Ramanujacharya, he wanted to prove to them what a devotee Dhanurdas and his wife were. Now just watch this. Ramanujacharya, one day in the morning he went and he cut the dhotis when all the Brahmanas were sleeping. He went in the stairs, up he went, and he cut all the dhotis with scissors. And they had only some pair of cloth. The next day they came and they saw all their dhotis were torn, and they all got very wild. They started shouting with each other, fighting with each other. "You did this," So they all started fighting. And that night Ramanujacharya called the same, he had many disciples, some were Brahmanas of some Brahmana family, some were of Shudra family, different this thing. So he called those Brahmana who were against Ramanuja, who was holding Dhanurdas. He called them and he said, "I feel Dhanurdas has become very proud." Because he has, and Dhanurdas, he was serving the king at the same time. So he had good wealth at home. So Ramanujacharya said he is too much involved in in money, all these things. So do one thing, today I will hold Dhanurdas, I will keep Dhanurdas till late evening. You do one thing, you go to his house and you steal the wealth from his house. Are you able to follow?
Yes.
So they said that you go and steal money from their house. So this some of the Brahmanas who were against Dhanurdas, they went, "Yes, very good." So they went to the house of Dhanurdas, and Dhanurdas was not there, because Ramanujacharya had kept Dhanurdas for a long time. So these Brahmanas, they went to their house and the wife was sleeping. Normally the wife I mean, once she's married, they wear many jewels. Huh? They wear chains, they wear earrings, and they wear many, many things made out of gold and silver and jewels, all these things. So she was lying down, and this Brahmanas, they came inside very slowly. They didn't want to disturb because they were going to rob their house now. So she was sleeping. So they went very slowly and they opened the cupboard and they took whatever they could. And they saw that this lady, she was wearing so much gold in her earrings and her chain and so many things. They wanted to rob her also. So they went very slowly and she was wearing nose rings also. So very slowly they went and they took one earring and they took the chain. So this lady thought, maybe, you know, our Guru Maharaj is in requirement of money. That is why these disciples have come to rob. I mean, they have done such a low act of stealing. So, you know what she thought? Let them take the ornaments from my other side also. So she turned. Are you able to follow?
Yes.
So she just turned. Even she knew, she was very quiet. She wanted them to take as much as from their house. And she turned so that they can take from the other side also. But they thought, oh, she found out what we are up to. So they went away. And then Dhanurdas came and said to his wife, what is this? Only half part of your body is with ornaments. Other half, what happened? Why are you wearing only on one side? So she said, you know, our Guru Maharaj, all these people are standing outside, huh? To see what Dhanurdas's reaction is when his house is robbed. So this wife, she told to Dhanurdas that, you know, I think our Guru Maharaj money is over in the ashram. So, you know, they have to rob to have money in the ashram. So they have come to rob. So they took some of the things and they took my one side. I just moved so that they can take my other side also. You know what Dhanurdas said? Why did you turn? Because you turned, they got scared and they went away. If you didn't have turned, they could have taken the other side also. You saw, this was their devotion for their guru. Huh? So then the Brahmanas, they felt very bad. So then the next, they went and told Ramanuja, said, so what was their reaction? So they went and told everything to Ramanuja. Next day, Ramanuja Charya, when he was giving lecture to all of them, he addressed this. When I tore the dhotis, it was a simple cloth. You people are fighting. And these people, see, they are grahasthas. They are gold ornaments. It's simple, for a simple dhoti, you all people are fighting. And they are giving golds and ornaments, everything from their house. In fact, he's shouting at his wife, why you turned? They could have taken the other side also. But this is the devotion of Dhanurdas. Okay? So that way Ramanujacharya said, through your qualities you prove your yourself. Not through your caste, or your Brahmana, your Shudra, something, but through your qualities. Shripad Ramanujacharya ki.
Jai!